If you're thinking of posting any kind of poetry, sonnet, Shakespeare text, or Wind Beneath My Wings sung in different keys and then mashed together in some hideous montage in order to help the people of Ukraine, please don't. It doesn't serve anyone, it just makes you look like a dick. What you could do are two things. Either shut the fuck up and don't do anything, or you could donate some money to the Ukraine people and make sure that they're getting enough supplies and food and being looked after. They're the two things you should do. The poetry, sonnets, and Shakespeare is something you should steer very clear of. So, to recap, no poetry, no sonnets, no singing ridiculous songs. Just be quiet and shut the fuck up. Thank you.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Test 1-2. 1-2-1-2, we're back. Lots to talk about. All the phonies are wearing yellow and blue now. Yeah, everybody cares so much about Ukraine. Meanwhile, half these people probably treat their mothers like dirt. You ever been in a car with somebody who's, you know, going on about all the injustices in the world and how we should be more, you know, tolerant and generous to people who are in need, you know? Meanwhile, then when their mother calls, "What? Mom, I told you not to call me. I'm busy. Why do you always do this?" Yeah, these are the same people who never post family photos or praise anyone in their family. It's all just them. Some of these people are resorting to getting naked now, too. Yeah, that's always been a staple with these whack jobs to get attention.
Putin, war criminal! Putin, war criminal! Putin, war criminal!
We're going to go through all these clips I can't show you on here on the Patreon today. And I know a lot of people are like, why don't you go on Rumble? BitChute. What is BitChute? It sounds like a ride at a water park. Like, what do you kids want to go on first? You want to go on the BitChute? What do you say? All these free speech platforms, there's tons of them. Yeah, they're all free speech until I get on there and start showing people twerking on corpses and open caskets at funerals. Yeah, then all of a sudden they're no longer free speech. I like having a secret club on Patreon. That's what I'm doing. Until there's a problem with that. And there will be. Of course there will be. And then I'll start my own platform. And if they shut that down, well, then I'll just go door to door and do my show. I'll just start from the East Coast and spend my entire life performing in everyone's neighborhoods until I make it to the other side. See, there's always a backup plan.
Dear President Vladimir Putin,
shut the fuck up.
Speaking of getting your message out there, we got a rapper calling in later. This guy actually raps, though. Not the auto-tuned mumble bullshit. The worst. Hi-Rez is going to be calling in a little bit. He's been doing some really interesting things lately. He performed in front of a protest on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial with guns drawn on him by the Secret Service. Yeah, we're going to ask him about that experience. He's been topping the charts with his brother Jimmy Levy. The interesting thing is the songs he's been putting out are songs about God and freedom, which somehow makes you an extremist now by the mainstream media. Meanwhile, artists who degrade women, promote drug use, or give lap dances to Lucifer are considered more balanced and reasonable forms of expression. Anyway, before we get started, I got to shout out my sponsor, Raycon. They sent me these earbuds. I've been using these things religiously. The everyday earbuds. These things look, feel, and sound better than any set of earbuds I've ever used. Every pair of earbuds I've ever had prior to these always end up falling out of my ear. I think it's just my head is so abnormally big that my ear holes are just wider than most people. They're like traffic tunnels for bees. These will get you through the workout. They'll play for 8 hours, 32-hour battery life. They're like half the price of all the big brands. They sound just as good. Why would you spend more for the same quality or better? Look at the reviews. The Raycon Everyday Earbuds specifically have over 48,000 five-star reviews. Right now, Joey B versus the World listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/JoeyBVS. That's buyraycon.com/JoeyBVS to save 15% on Raycons. buyraycon.com/JoeyBVS. You're going to love this. So I log into my Instagram the other day, and right away, the first thing I see in my newsfeed is a video of some guy laying in bed, filming his face. No context, just him holding his phone up to his face with a blank stare, his eyebrows raised a little bit, starts looking confused, and then it just ends. Makes no sense. I scroll a bit more, and then all of a sudden, another guy doing the same exact thing. No context, nothing. So I'm like, where is this coming from? Why am I seeing this? These aren't even people I follow. So finally, I see above the post, it says suggested post. I challenge. What is the challenge? Is it a staring contest? I mean, what's the hurdle here? How do you win? And why is this being suggested to me? Why would you suggest this to anyone? There's no redeeming value to this. This can only do harm to you by consuming this footage. Instagram is basically committing psychological warfare upon its users. That's what's happening. I know why it's suggested to me. This is calculated. Instagram has done everything from taking down my videos, threatening to delete my page, shadow banning me, unfollowing my page from people's accounts. The list goes on. So now they've resorted to torturing me by forcing me to watch the most idiotic, mind-numbingly stupid human behavior. They want war. That's what this is. This is psychological warfare. The eye challenge. This is where we're at. This is trending. More than one person is doing this. That's incredible. I just never understand anything people are doing anymore. It's just one dumb challenge after another. I mean, whatever this is, if you're participating in these things, you have nothing going on. You got to make some changes in your life if this is what you're doing. How about the delete your TikTok challenge? You notice they never have that? The do something that doesn't require your phone challenge? See what this does to me? See, they know this upsets me. That's why they do it. Anyway. Oh, so I have an update on the Cheetahmen situation. If you're not familiar, some guy wrote a fake bio about me, saying I went to school in Finland and all kinds of made-up nonsense. I've been documenting this entire saga. So I go on the Adam Carolla show the other day, right? Now, remember the guy who wrote the fake bio about me? Cheetahmen? Yeah, the stalker? Look at this. Apparently, I went to college in Finland. Apparently, I'm married. Huh. He quit his office job in 2013. What office job? Somehow that information has now spread into the hands of Adam Carolla.
What inspired you to do this? I know you had an office job, you quit it in 2013, you started making the videos.
See, hold on a second. Now, that's a lie. See, I made a video about this. I got these guys online writing all this fake stuff about me. What office job?
I don't know.
Do you see what you've done, Cheetahmen? You're a nuisance. What's going to happen on the next show I go on? They introduce me as an ice fisherman from Finland? You got to get a better hobby. I mean, you're on the loose here. Anyway, there is a conclusion to all of this. Apparently, Cheetahmen caught wind of my rant, and he updated the website. I mean, half of it's still wrong, but, you know, it's a start. But, you know, it just makes me think of all the made-up stuff there is about every public figure that has ever existed. you know, all the way from little internet blogs to the mainstream news. It's just hilarious to me how every day people get punished online for, you know, spreading misinformation. But, you know, journalists are just out here just, you know, making up college degrees for people and just, you know, marital status. And like, you know, I'll probably read another site. I got five kids from somebody from fucking Zimbabwe or something. Who knows?
Mask for loved ones, mask for friends. It's not about you. Also not hard to do. Just because we're tired doesn't mean it's over. Mandate masks. That's our ask.
See, here's where headphones come in handy.
Mask for seniors, mask for kids. It's not about you. Also not like the flu. Just because we're tired doesn't mean it's over. Mandate masks. That's our ask.
You know what's creepy about this? Listen to their energy. You know when you're really passionate about something? You could hear it in your voice. This is just like a droning, like a hypnotized droning. Ugh. Now you got the kid there. He has no idea what's going on. I hope that kid runs away after this. Oh, you know what I wanted to bring up? What is going on with all these shoplifting videos I keep seeing circulating from California?
We have this person that is taking everything from the counter.
Look at this guy hunched over behind the counter. You'd think this guy works there. To add insult to injury, the guy just starts pelting customers with bananas on his way out. Watch.
Hey! Hey, no.
Hey, that's the thing. The guy knows nobody's going to do anything. The cops ain't going to come for that. But here's the thing. People are making this out to be something new. There's this debate going around about people being able to steal things in California as long as it's under $950 worth of items, which isn't exactly true. It's still illegal to steal anything. The problem is it's only a misdemeanor, which basically means good luck at getting the cops to show up. People make it out like the state gave everyone a $950 gift card to every store in California. I mean, I could see how people would think California would be so generous to do so, considering they give people free things all the time. I mean, they give you land to build your home on. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're called the LA sidewalks. You can build whatever you want on them. I remember being out there last September and I saw a crackhead with windows. Yeah, had a little garden behind it. He had a separate box with a door on it that served as his garage. You know, where he keeps all his stolen scooters. Yeah, he's living the life. His safe smoking kit from the government probably came in by now. No plumbing kits yet. They still use the street for that, but that's okay. No one there seems to mind. They have poop maps for that. No reason to complain. Just download the app. It'll tell you where Heroin Harry's latest deposits are, so you know to step over it on your way to the grocery store. But anyway, going back to the whole shoplifting thing, it reminds me of a story you'll get a kick out of. I had a retail job, my only one. I was probably 20. It was the Deer Park Blockbuster Video on Long Island, New York. I'll never forget this. I come into work. First customer of the day comes in, right? Middle-aged woman, probably in her mid-40s, wearing one of those big floppy sun hats. She's got a summer dress on and sunglasses. A few minutes go by. I notice my manager hovering around her outside of the aisles. You can tell he's keeping an eye on her for some reason. She starts walking up towards the front. I'm behind the register. Now, you know how in the front there used to be the magazine racks with candy and popcorn? They used to have the Blockbuster Video popcorn, remember that? Yeah, well, she's standing on the other side of the rack. Now, my manager creeps around, and he's hovering around the other side. Now, he looks at me, signaling to watch her. By the way, I wish somebody could animate these stories, because this would be perfect. Anyway, so I'm watching her, right? She's standing there, holding an open magazine up to her face. She has her pocketbook on the floor by her feet, okay? All of a sudden, I hear a thud. Something falls into her purse. You know what she was doing? She was dropping packages of popcorn into her bag that she was holding with her thumb inside of the magazine that she was pretending to read. So basically, the popcorn would fall from the magazine into her purse. It was the most obvious, poorly executed attempt to steal in the history of shoplifting. So my manager walks up to me and he whispers, "Call the police. She's stealing. I'm going to stall her." So I pick up the phone and listen to the dial tone because, number one, I'm not a rat. And number two, $7 an hour isn't enough for me to care about a $1 billion company's assets. So I'm basically worthless in this situation. So now the popcorn bandit decides she's collected enough popcorn and proceeds to walk towards the exit. My manager blows his cover and just tells her, "Okay, we watched you steal the popcorn, put it back." She never even flinches. She just keeps walking past him and exits the door. And here's where the show begins. Because, you know, you can't touch the people. Even if they're stealing, it's always been this way. Unless you fuck around in an Italian deli. Well, that's a different story. You know, I was reading it. It's 1 in 48 shoplifters who get caught. And only half those people are turned over to police. And you got to figure now, how many prosecutors do you think dropped the case? So this whole allowed to steal in California thing, I think it's exaggerated. I just think people are just realizing they got good odds, so they don't have to be as sneaky about it. Anyway, back to my story. Oh, there's more. Yeah, this is where it gets good. So she leaves the store and heads into the parking lot. Now this is where the show begins. She gets in her car. Now, mind you, she's parked like that congresswoman. What was her name? Norton? If you haven't seen this, this is incredible. This is an actual congresswoman. She's parked in a parking lot where all the cars are parked at an angle. Yet, for some reason, instead of pulling into the spot at an angle, she just pulls straight in.
Eleanor Holmes Norton is struggling to park her car right now.
And she has hit that red car next to her. Repeatedly.
And we're taking pictures.
And we don't think they're going to do anything about it. And if she parks like that, she should not be a member of Congress anymore. Is she going to park like that?
It looks like it. Yep.
I mean, could you imagine? I mean, then, to prove that we live in the most upside-down era of human history, she tries to run for chairwoman of the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee in Washington. I mean, that scenario would be written in a comedy film, but it's real. And these are the type of people who make decisions for us. Anyway, the popcorn bandit's car is halfway sticking out of the parking spot. You know, she's all crooked. You could tell she's not all there, but how nuts is she? Well, we find out when she turns the car on. So she turns the car on, and instead of pulling out of the spot, she starts backing in and just completely smashes into the car next to her. And then she goes to pull forward and hits the front corner of the car on the right side of her, scraping the entire length of her car as she leaves the parking lot. I mean, I'm watching this from the window. So there's a pet store next to us, right? Now, we share a parking lot with a few other businesses. So the owner comes running out of the pet store, goes right up to her window. She completely ignores him. Now, mind you, this is right on Deer Park Avenue. If anyone who lives on Long Island knows this street, they know how busy it is. She doesn't even stop to look as she's pulling out of the parking lot. I mean, there's cars flying by. I mean, it's like the last level of Frogger, logs rolling by, trucks, you name it. Anyway, she pulls right into traffic without looking and somehow perfectly gets in and goes on her way. Now, the pet store owner, He gets in his truck and he starts following her. My manager calls him. Apparently he's following her now, okay? We don't hear anything for hours, right? So my shift's about over and my manager comes to the front and he's like, "You'll never believe what happened." So apparently she ends up pulling into a Plaza parking lot, parks in front of a pizzeria, and walks in. Now, the pet shop owner's on the phone with the police. So she's in the pizzeria. The cops show up. They find her hiding in the bathroom. They grab her, and she puts up a major fight. She's obviously unhinged, so she's going crazy. And so as she's flailing around, her wig flies off. Yeah, she's wearing a wig, but she has hair, which means she was in disguise. So they eventually cuff her, throw her into the cop car. Now, this must have been an off-duty cop car, undercover, whatever, because apparently somehow she lunged into the front seat. I don't know what she thought she was going to do, but the cops got her situated, ended up taking her away, and that was that. So now, obviously, we're all asking ourselves, who is this woman? What was she on, and where did she come from, right? Well, come to find out, she wasn't on anything, and apparently that was the problem. The other problem was she wasn't even an American citizen. She was Canadian, but not just any Canadian. Apparently, she had been missing for over a week. She was supposedly staying with a family member who was supposed to be watching over her because obviously she's mentally disturbed. Well, whoever was watching her did a terrible job because somehow Popcorn Patty got the keys to the car and hot-tailed it out of there and right over the American border. Yeah, so basically we let an escaped mental patient in a stolen car with a craving for Blockbuster Video popcorn into our country. How she ended up so far into the country, I have no idea. I mean, the Canadian border from NYC is what, like 8 hours? It just goes to show how good that Blockbuster popcorn was.
We will not comply with the institution's sick illusion. No, it won't be televised. Welcome to the revolution.
Won't be televised. Government been telling lies. If you're not with us, you better step aside. Witnessing a genocide. Everything is centralized. The food that we consume and they spraying it out with pesticides. Easily identify the sheep and the snake, the real and the fake, giving us a reason to pray. I'ma make my own choices. A voice for the voiceless. They trying to destroy us, avoiding the poison. It's all pointless if you don't have a purpose. If you read the verses, you'll know who we versing. Government can't tell you what your worth is. Look deeper than the surface. They don't even want you researching or asking questions. We all being tested. Shut your mouth. They comply, that's the message. Want you depressed on prescriptions that mess with your head. Got you stressing, suppressing expression.
We will not comply with the institution's sick illusion. No, it won't be televised. Welcome to the revolution. We will not comply.
All right. My next guest is a Bronx-born hip-hop artist. He's been topping the iTunes charts with his freedom anthems, God Over Government, and This Is a War. And in my opinion, one of the most talented up-and-coming lyricists in the game right now, my brother, Hi-Rez. What's up, brother?
Thank you, man. We were just talking off-camera, but got to repeat it. Last of a real man. I'm happy to be here and have a real down, deep conversation with you.
Bro, the way things are going, man, I'm surprised they even allow you on iTunes with songs about God or freedom. I mean, how backwards is it that we live in a time where believing in something bigger than yourself or promoting free will to make decisions for yourself is considered extreme? Isn't that crazy?
It's weird, man. If you look at like a lot of people who are being censored, it's people who don't curse It's people who live by some sort of like whether it's the Ten Commandments, they live by some sort of law and rule within their own household and within the world. They have some sort of moral compass. So it's like people who are morally just, and like whether you agree with them or not, these are the people that are being censored, which is strange, man. Like, I've never been an overly religious guy. I've never been overly anything, you know. I've never been radical, extreme of any sorts. So it's weird how it's like, you know, I'm just getting pushed and boxed in and yelled at, and like a lot of noise coming from everywhere. Just as you said, just discussing free will and something bigger than us as humans. I'm not even discussing any denomination, any specific religion. The fact that God exists and you can choose your destiny, you know?
Well, you know, this is all something I've been thinking a lot about lately. I mean, you know, try to follow me on this. Now, you and I know that there's a type of person, and you just brought up those people like that are very hostile, you know, and there's millions of people like that. And a lot of those people are the types who will blindly follow pretty much anything that authority tells them. I mean, I've showed videos on here of a guy standing in front of a store with a lint roller, signaling to people to raise their arms as he rolls the lint roller on them before he lets them into the store. Guy doesn't even work there. And people just go right along with it. They don't ask a single question. So now you mean to tell me if those people don't have questions for that guy? You think any of those people have questions for anything the government is telling them to do right now?
No, man. We're at such a stage. I mean, it's always been like this, right? If you look at our parents, our grandparents, like, they only had one or two news stations. They had they turned the dial on the cable and shit. And like, it was just the news was that was it. It was like whatever. There wasn't even two perspectives. Yeah. And if there was, there was just two ways to vote. You know what I mean? Or three ways to vote. There wasn't like we're arguing over everything. But I agree with you, man. It's like everything is polarizing, and it's strange because you and I have a problem with these people that you just said, this lint rolling type of person, right?
Yeah.
But like, not to the point. I'm not gonna lose sleep over it. No. Obviously, I'm not gonna freak out over it. But then you have people that are like, why do you care that they care? Dude, it's like a never ending snowball effect of I don't know, man. It's all, we're living in Black Mirror, man.
Well it drives us crazy because we actually believe in themselves, in those people more than they actually believe in themselves. And we're the problem for believing in other people. I mean, it's so insane. Right. And that's the thing, is that those people will, even when you bring that up to them or bring up this discussion, those are the same type of people who will actually defend the lint roller guy or anything. Yeah. See, this is the thing, though. Again, I've thought a lot about this, and I noticed it seems that those people who have a particular value system, almost like an internal set of rules of right and wrong instilled in them, whether it's from religion, God, or just a set of morals that have been handed down to them through family. If what authority tells them doesn't align with their set of internal rules, they tend to reject authority because they deem it as wrong based on their set of internal rules. But then you got the people who lack any type of belief in a set of internal rules that guide them, they're more prone to go along with what authority tells them, because authority, like government, is almost like a replacement for the lack of authority they have internally.
So
you know?
Check this out. I agree. So what you said earlier, I don't know if you were on camera or off camera.
Yeah.
But you were saying you were a C-list student. Grades. I was the same type of student, right? B, C's. You know, I was above average. I was mediocre. I was average. Whatever it was. But I always had that problem. Whether it was on a football field, whether it was on a basketball court, whether it was in school, if the shit didn't make sense to me, I always questioned why. If someone was like, fill this in, Jesse, do X, Y, and Z, and I'd be like, if it didn't make immediate sense to me, I would ask why. I would give them a chance. And if it then made sense, I wouldn't instantly like push back. I was just like, hey, can you tell me why I have to do this? And then I did it. So like, as an adult, I feel very disrespected being treated the way I felt. This is the closest I felt to high school as an adult.
Yeah,
ever. I know you feel the same way.
I do. You know what's crazy, what you're saying, is I was that kid too, man, where it's like I was always asking questions, right? Absolutely in high school. And isn't it interesting now, the two of us, the kids who ask the questions, look at what we're doing in our lives. We both have unconventional jobs, right? Like we don't fit into the system that was designed for us, right? So, but what's so interesting is that we knew that as kids though, right? And it's funny, and it drove us crazy because we're asking questions that we know the teachers know the answers to, but they can't answer that.
Of course.
Because it goes against that system. But we're not old enough to know really what's really going on. And when you get older, you look back and you go like, oh shit, I totally get it. I totally get it now. And isn't it kind of it's a sad state of affairs, the fact that like guys like us, in a way, you know, you would think that we would be looked at more as a positive, an American citizen that believed in himself to do things the way that he wanted to do it and make a living where I could provide for my family my own way without the American dream. Right. But that's a problem now. That's a problem now to people.
I'm learning like obviously without the pushback and without the problem, we wouldn't be sitting here and having this conversation, you know? But I've also learned in recent times, whether it's through seeing, you know, money, whether it's through seeing fame, success, more attention, just more comfort as far as spiritually, physically working out, whether it's all these things aligning or not.
Yeah.
I'm just noticing that it doesn't really matter. Like, look at Joe Rogan. Cancel culture isn't real if you're a good person. You know what I mean?
Right.
If you're a genuine human being and enough people, like if I was screwing you over and I screwed everybody over and then they caught me for some bullshit, all of you would be like, yes, thank God. You know, in the back of your head, you'd be like, we kind of hated that guy, right?
Yeah.
Like, not Oprah. What's the other? Whoopi Goldberg. She did the shit. And like, because you and I imagine we agree on all censorship is pretty stupid and terrible.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things in the back of your head where you're like, you know what? It's like, I'm not saying you deserve it, but you know, it's, you know, look, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, people do have the freedom to be upset about things, you know?
Of course.
And so when I defend somebody's freedom, that doesn't mean that I agree with their statements. I will stand by somebody.
That's a big thing.
You know what I mean? But that's hard for people to do though, because I think people get so emotional about things that they just want to fucking go for their throat. You know what I mean? It's like, I think you have to take a step back and see that there's a bigger picture to it. You know what I mean? But you know,
Something I'm learning is
go ahead.
Go for it.
No, go ahead, my man.
Something I'm learning is like, if you play devil's advocate in 2020, 2021, 2022, they automatically assume you're picking the other side. Almost every single time, no matter what. If I'm talking to a Trump supporter, if I'm talking to a Biden supporter, if I'm talking to a Christian, if I'm talking to a Jew, almost 99.99% of the time, it's not mutually exclusive to like liberals, the way you'll see on TikTok and the way they kind of you know, throw that in your face. But it's like everyone assumes if you're just debating them now, and if you're having a healthy discussion, then you're just attacking now. It's crazy, man.
Well, everybody's got to – they have to label and box people, and because I think that the nuance – life is very there's a lot of nuances in life. You know, there's a lot of gray,
of
and I think people look at life as, you know, black and white a lot of times. And it's interesting to go to this freedom movement. You know, it's interesting because the way I read what you're doing is not that you're telling people not to get a vaccine, but I because I know people like to point those who stand for freedom as anti-vaxxers. But anytime I talk to anyone who's against the mandates, they always make it a point to make it clear that they're against government overreach. I mean, is that kind of what the idea of this whole movement? Because I got to tell you, I look at you as somebody, a part of that now, because I see a lot of these videos, man, of people fucking, you know, reciting your music. And your songs have basically become the anthem for these freedom marches. I can't tell you how many times I've seen videos of people, not just young people, but families singing the hooks to your songs. I mean, that's got to be a humbling feeling, no?
It's humbling. It's also scary, man, because it's one of those things where it's like, you know, everyone wants to talk about deep state and being a threat and doing it. Like, we're actually we're changing a narrative culturally right now. Like, I'm not saying that like you're doing, we're all doing it. You're doing it. I'm doing it. Jimmy's doing it just by speaking up and talking. So it's one of those things when it's like, they don't really care about, you know, Alex Jones because they already killed this character, right? It doesn't matter about these Alex Jones type people.
Right.
It doesn't matter. He looks nuts to people. You either subscribed or you didn't. There's no in between anymore.
Right.
Versus what we just discussed. It's like, if you actually get to the root of who I am, what I am, and what I'm talking about, or you, what you're talking about, you're like, whoa, this is a normal dude who just wants government to kind of stay out of his life. Like, you're liberal in a sense of you want people to be able to live a progressive as life as they want, or a traditionalist life as they want. I imagine I'm the same way. Yeah. And it's one of those things, man. It's where it's like, that's a normal, widely thought.
Yeah.
And as soon as people start realizing that we agree on 99.99%, regardless how we vote, and that's what we're doing through the music, man. So it's like, I was labeled a right winger. I voted right once, I voted left once, and I voted middle once. So it's like, you can call me whatever you want to call me in the three elections I voted. So it's like, not that I'm ashamed to be right. I don't care. My point is like, you know, instantly people box you in for what? Freedom, like you said, free will, destiny, God, what? Like,
it's almost as if that they're not ready for the discussion. I think they look for things to dismiss you. So if it means when they see a freedom march and they go, oh, well, they're anti-vax, like I don't want anything to do with those people. In the back, right. I think they do that because when you strip that away and they find out that you're not.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? It's like they don't really have an argument. And that goes to the whole thing when people are quick to label people racist or homophobic and stuff. Like, to me, those are just labels to box and dismiss you so that they don't actually have to have an argument. Just like what Trudeau's doing with these truckers, right? So he's labeling these people as menaces to society. Meanwhile, they're playing Connect Four in the streets with their kids. You know what I'm saying? Yep. And it's like, but again, it's a lame attempt at trying to convince himself and, you know, the masses that they're bad people, because he can't argue with the working class that's really peacefully protest. There is no argument for that, because the way the government's set up is you're allowed to do that. So if you're not doing anything wrong, then he's got to make it out to be that they're doing something. So you're seeing that they fucking just make it up. They make it up. It's all in our face right now.
And as soon as you wake up to it, it's one of those things that you can't like turn it off in your brain ever again the rest of your life. And that's what's scary to establishment media, and that's why it comes in where I said that's the fear that kind of comes into my mind. Obviously I'm not hiding in fear and anything like that. I don't think I'm on the Clinton's hit list right now yet, but you know what I mean, maybe in a couple of years. But but in general, man, it's one of those things where it's scary to culturally like lead people like to an awakening, like it's like, I've only seen movies like that where it's people on the corner screaming, Jesus is returning. You're all going to hell.
Right.
That's how they made people look.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They didn't make it look like you and me being like, hey guys, just think for yourself, turn off the fucking media and realize that almost 99.99% of the shit you see is smeared campaigns. It's fake. And it's all for a reason. Just follow the money. And it's very easy. As soon as you open your eyes to that, you can't close them.
Could you imagine? I mean, did you ever think in a million years that you'd be on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, basically singing rapping and doing this stuff? I mean, think about it. You know, as an artist, take some time to develop a lot of these things. And what you're doing is you're a rapper who wears his heart on his sleeve. So a lot of the stuff that you write in your lyrics are very near and dear to your heart, you know, and a lot of times it's like, you know, there's a lot of solitude when it comes to writing your art and you know, creating your art. So, you know, to be out there and to express yourself in that way on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial during such a pivotal moment in our history, and to have people recite those lyrics and sharing. I mean, what does that feel like, man?
Dude, so like, I got chills thinking about it, because it's one, and not to like say, oh, I made myself get chills. Forget that. That's a weird douche shit.
But
like, in general, I've never had, I've been on the go, bro, the last few months. So I haven't had time to stop and think. So you reciting it back to me has made me appreciate it in the moment. But let me tell you one thing now. Let me spit it back. I'm on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial with Jimmy. There's snipers on the Lincoln Memorial, bro. Snipers looking around. This is where I'm performing. Like, I'm in the jungle, bro. As far as like, it feels like it's fucking crazy, dude. Like, there's snipers on Lincoln Memorial. There's Secret Service everywhere. There's like CNN, Fox, MS. There's every single mainstream media outlet. And I'm on the Lincoln Memorial. And I say like, I ain't trusting no CNN and no Fox, you know, MSNBC. They all trying to put us all in that same box. Whatever I said, I got to say this on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, whether somebody gave me that platform, you know, I appreciate the fans. I appreciate the people that put it together.
Right.
You know, on one hand, I'm like, why did they allow me to do this? You know what I mean? In DC.
Right.
Because there's permits for this. So on one hand, the devil on my shoulder is like, yo, why are you doing this? An angel on my shoulder is like, yo, appreciate this. take it in, soak it up. Because like you said, I got to at least, regardless of whose intention was what and what, like who was pushing what agenda,
right?
I got to speak my truth. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Did you get any type of backlash or any type of weird behavior from anybody after that?
So it's done, bro. Like, yeah. I don't know if I'm now in my own echo chamber. Like, you know, we all kind of go into our own echo chambers now, right? Like I might be fully submerged in my own echo chamber now, where it's like I kind of lost all the fans that were just, you know, super, I don't even want to say liberal or left, just like they were pro-establishment. They would never question establishment.
Right.
And I think I lost all those fans, you know? So it's like anytime I post, I don't have any backlash.
That's okay though, man. It's like I always believe in when you're standing for what you stand for, and if you truly believe in what you're doing is right, like you're going to go through that filtering process where you're going to filter out people that might not align with your views. And, you know, really in a perfect world, you shouldn't have to reject somebody because they don't.
Right, because of that.
But, you know, it's funny because you posted something along those lines that really resonated with me. You brought up how when you used to rap about drugs, no one had a problem with it. But when you started rapping about freedom, all those people who used to rock with you in the beginning, all of a sudden now they have a problem with your content. What does that say, though, about some people? It tells me that people want to numb themselves from what's going on. They don't even want to hear about it. They may know what's happening is wrong, but they'd rather feel cozy and safe knowing there's others out there like themselves who are doing or saying nothing about it. How do you feel about that?
So psychologically, I've realized just through my own study with my own audience is the people who are more likely to question authority and like my music. I've always had a struggle in my music, you know, whether it came across obvious or not. When I was rapping about doing drugs and buying drugs, as it was selling, whatever it is there was clearly hurt underneath. If you knew how humans worked, I wasn't trying to be Future. Yeah. I wasn't like, you know, rapping about Migos or whatever. I wasn't talking about slanging drugs.
Right.
I was like, oh, this kid is probably an addict. He probably needs help. Maybe whatever. So there was always a deep struggle in my music, whether it sounded like it or not.
Yeah.
But what I've learned is the people who resonate with my music the most, and the people who question authority, and the people who trust the higher power, are people who've been through some shit, whether it's a death in their family, whether it's cancer, and then they chose to be humbled by that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So it's like, I've been through some shit, like I said, whether it's mentally, physically, spiritually, all this family, I can go through we all have, right? But I chose to learn from it. I chose to be, you know, grateful for those experiences and those moments, even though it was rock bottom.
Yeah.
And I think that's what made me constantly just question and look around and not trust, but not in like a cold hearted way. Like, just, I don't really, you know what I mean? But like in general, man, it's a filtering process, like you said.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful, man, because a year ago when I was posting on my social media, it was like 50-50 of like, anytime I posted, I was insecure, bro. I would delete some, I would add them back up. I'd be like, oh my God, do they agree? Do they not agree?
Right.
I was going nuts.
Right, right.
And, you know, now I'm almost 30, man. So it's like, I'm at the point where it's like marriage and kids is on the table very soon.
Right.
So it's like, I don't really have time to care about if somebody unfollows me or if someone follows me. Like, I'm grateful if you follow me and you're a fan of me, but it's one of those things where it's like, I tone out all of it. I tone out the love and the hate because it's like, you can get caught up in one or the other.
Well, you're finding out who your true fans are, because a true fan will rock with you all the way to the end of your journey, and they'll see the ups and downs. And really, a real good artist, at least in my opinion, is someone who grows with their art. You know, so they're not going to be the same as they are from the beginning.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like you know, like one of my favorite rappers was Nas growing up. You know, and like, so his story in the beginning is different how it is now. You know what
I
mean?
Bro,
and
I like
19. Exactly, and I love to see the development of artists like that, you know. And again, it's like, I don't have to agree with what they're going to me. Is like, I as a fan, I look at it as like I'm listening or watching a movie, you know what I mean? It's like, these are entertainers, you know, but in their art, I mean, like you, it's like there's truth into what you're saying. There's things that you believe. That's why I actually really liked hip-hop growing up, and sadly today I don't think that there's enough of guys like you out there right now, because you would have fit in back then, you know, in the 90s with those guys. I believe
it's like, that's what I grew up on, man. I grew up on the same things. I'm 10 years younger than you, but you're my brother. I have two older brothers, so you're my brother's ages.
Yeah,
you know, whatever. You have any siblings or no?
I don't.
Okay, so in general, it'd be the same concept. It's like, you know, people, my siblings your age was just basically force feeding me you know, Wu-Tang Clan and Cypress Hill and KRS-One and all these type of dudes, you know, Big Daddy Kane and guys that I never would have grown up on because I was born in the 90s. And these guys already were in their prime and their peaks, a lot of these guys, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like, first of all, I appreciate you saying that, man, because when I was 18 years old, I was signed to a label called Penalty Records. And Penalty was in New York, and they were like, they signed dudes, Buck Wild, Lord Finesse, all like these old school, Master Ace,
right?
All these old school, you know, classic MCs, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what I came up on, man. And I actually got to work with a lot of them. Sean Price, I have a record with Sean Price. And so Rugged Man, I'm like, this is what I'm about, man. So it's kind of cool to be able to come from that era as far as knowledge. And I'm also like, I own land in the metaverse now. So it's like, you know,
I love it though. I love it because, you know, the biggest gripe I've had with some of the new breed of artists is that they don't really pay acknowledgement to what came before them. You know, and I think that when it comes to any type of art, or, you know, especially in music and all, you could go with the rock guys, the metal guys and all that. It's like you could hear a little bit of their influence that they had from what came before them in a way. And there's a little bit of respect too, where they want to carry on that tradition, you know. And I always thought, as a huge hip hop fan growing up, it's like, wow, hip hop was always so vocal in the sense about how important tradition was. You know what I mean?
Right,
you know, because it was the expression of yourself, and you know, and it's like, it really is a little disheartening to not see a lot more of that now. And I'm like, wait a minute, like, it's crazy.
How funny, like, once again, so what you just said is very true. We came from pimping hoes, selling drugs, all these things. And I'm not saying that this is good, because you still have drug addicts, drug users now, all this shit. But isn't it crazy that we came from all these things, like fight the power, you know, we came from fuck the police. This is what hip hop was about. And now it's like the most liberal. If you say anything bad that's not liberal, we're canceling you and we're taking you off Spotify.
I say this all the time. It happened with rock and roll. Rage Against the Machine is now raging with the machine. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's like it's a sign of the times, is what it is. You know,
dude, do you ever fear? Like, I think I'm so comfortable that I hope and pray. I'm like, even sitting here praying right now, I hope that when I'm in my 60s, even if my kids and my grandkids are like, you just don't get it, grandma or grandpa. So maybe I'll change genders by then. You never know. I just hope and pray that I just can go along and just be like, you know what? Even though I get it, I don't get it, but I get it, grandson, because I don't want to be Rage Against the Machine when I'm in my 60s.
Amen. Amen. Look, man, before I let you go, I got to say, you know, like I said before, I grew up in the golden era of hip hop. And, you know, during that time, there were two things that has always been a staple when it came to having an artist on the radio. Number one, you had to name your top five MCs of all time.
Of course, of course. What's yours?
What do you got? And I'll let you know mine.
My top five, the order of the five changes, and people get upset with one of them. You'll probably guess them. Uh-huh. But okay, so top five is always Biggie, Tupac, Nas, KRS-One, and then people hate my fifth, but he's my second favorite rapper. So it's in my top five. This is between top, but Kanye West.
Oh, that's a good list, man. You know, I never actually thought about my top five, but I could try to give you something off the head.
Thought about it ever?
No, I have, but I'm so particular that it's like, I'm always like, I'm not going to put it out there unless I have it in proper order, but I'm going to give you the list. That's not in order, okay? So Nas, I think Nas probably would be number one. No matter what, I think Nas would be number one. I'm going to put Eminem on the list, not in any particular order. I'm going to put, I will put Biggie on the list. Right. Who else? Big L. And Big L. And I'd probably put Cannabis on there. Believe it or not, and I, you know, he broke my heart when he pulled that notepad out. I know you know what I'm talking about, right?
Of course, I know. Yeah, what you're
dude, I mean,
dude,
was
he had his arm in a sling and shit. He had his arm.
Bro,
in a sling.
That was the saddest moment in hip hop. Cannabis was obviously exposed. Yeah, he was exposed, man. He ran out of rhymes.
Hey, listen to me. I'm not a good freestyler. All right, so work with me. Win this. all right? But I want to still spit my shit. You understand me? You understand me? Hey, yo! Y'all came here to listen to rhymes, right? It's 30 pages of rhymes in this motherfucker. All right? So all I want to do is spit my shit, all right? The man wins. All right? Let me spit my shit.
You got to drop a freestyle. I mean, if you want to carry on tradition, I mean, you got the floor. Can you do it? I could provide you with a beat, but it's going to be one of those old man beats.
All right, here we go. Can you hear it?
Yep.
Yo, yo, hey, look. Hey, hey, hey. Joey B-Tunes, high res. All right. Live, coming through. Let's go. Hey, hey, hey. Now there's 6 million ways to kill the record. Son of the devil, I feel like Geppetto with all these puppet rappers. They should probably get a golden globe because they just actors. With all of the sinning I've been committing, it's time to see your pastor or a preacher. Fuck my high school teachers. They said I wasn't shit and it was 5,000 for a feature. Boy, that's light work. I'm a cyborg with a side whore and my eyes sore. I haven't slept in a couple of days like July 4th. I'm independent. I don't even mention all these people in my mentions, and everybody know that I be pushing pins like I'm pushing all the everything in the sentence. I don't even know, but I've been going off the dome right now, and everybody knows that I'm chill at home right now, so you can't hit me up on my phone right now, because I probably turn into a clone right now, because the Clintons got me in the damn system. I don't even know, but don't be tripping. I am a victim, not of the system. I don't even know, but you be knowing that I be going for prison. That's not really make sense, but if it don't make sense, you know the rest. Shit, I don't need to say it. Everybody knows that I be spraying. Second Amendment, they gotta say it. Hey, hey, don't play with the kid high res. Eyes red, got your mom's thighs spread. Hey, hey, going off of the beat a little bit, but that's okay, cause you know that I be going away. And in a little, need to take a damn vacay. Everybody knows that I be going alright. Okay, I'm done. Hey.
Bro, you absolutely blessed the podcast right there. I feel honored.
I appreciate it, man.
I could tell you actually did a little bit of that off the dome too, which I kind of respect, man. Like I always appreciated a lot of the rappers back in the day when they did the ciphers on the radio, you know, and like you could tell certain ones were just like purely doing it off the head, which is a talent in itself.
I usually like to, anytime I do it, I like to start with like a couple bars that I have memorized, and then it's like, that is easy. You know what I mean? It's like as soon as you get going, it's like anything. It's like riding a bike, you know?
Absolutely. Well, bro, thanks for doing this, man. And I'm sure we're going to talk again, man, and keep fighting a good fight, man. I'm going to be watching from my end. Oh, and by the way, let everybody know where they can find you and what you got coming up next.
Yeah. H-I-R-E-Z, the rapper, Twitter, Instagram, everywhere on the internet, H-I-R-E-Z, basically, you can find me. Me and Jimmy are working on an album. We got another song coming out probably in March. I'm always around at rallies. I'm always out here, feet on the ground, boots on the ground, doing things. So if you see me out in person, say what's up. And I appreciate y'all.
All right, brother. We're out of here. Thanks for watching.